Hi, and welcome back to another episode of High Time for True Crime. I'm Catherine.
And I'm Khadija, and today we will be discussing the second half of Athlete A.
Yeah.
Where we left off last, we pretty much were talking about the Crowleys and them going to America, coming to America, and having a gold mine of athletes to pretty much choose from, and
basically up until this point, we're going to go from the point of basically them dating the Crowleys over here, and then Steve Penny becoming like the absolute capitalist king of this fucking shit and running it into the ground. So at this point, we're at the 1996 Olympics, and you're going to hear a little bit about something that happened that really is representative of what was going on in the sport.
We then get to hear about Carrie Strug, and I was probably have seen the video or the photos of her being carried.
This was at the 96 Olympics in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, but we get to hear more about that moment.
She falls on the first ball, and she's clearly in a lot of pain. She's limping back to the other end of the runway. We learn afterwards that she had been competing on a severe injury.
You can do it! You can do it!
You get two vaults, and the highest score counts, and Team USA needed that second vault.
Nice. Go. Vault. Vault.
And she does it. She lands the vault on one foot.
Carrie Strug is hurt.
And she literally crawls off the mat. She crawls away. And Larry Nassar, at the time nobody knew, but is there.
She's being carried off by two of the medical technicians. We have got to find out if she's a 9.712. She has done it. Carrie Strug has won the gold medal for the United States team.
When her fucking knee crunched like that, or like her leg did that, I thought I was gonna throw up.
Oh,
honestly. But this is when, you know, Jennifer says like, just the most, like, concise thing about what this really meant to her as someone who had been through the Olympics, somebody that had been through the system from the 70s and seeing where
we got
to this point.
I think she was a kid when she witnessed this moment.
No, Jennifer Say is older than Carrie Strug. Jennifer was involved in gymnastics in, like, I think she was in the 86 Olympics, and that's kind of when she retired.
Okay.
So this is, like, or...
just like, what, a few years after?
I don't know. Maybe it was 84 or something. It was like a couple of Olympics after. She said she was an adult in her apartment watching this.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's very poignant in what she has to say.
Ella swept her up and carried her off. And everybody's cheering her on as this hero. And all I could think was, why are we celebrating this? Don't pretend she had a choice.
Thanks for the people.
She was not going to do anything but go do that vault. We love winners in this country. This is a competitive country. We consider ourselves the best in the world at everything, right? But this notion that we would sacrifice our young to win, I think, disgusts us a little. We would never have said that.
And, I mean, she's absolutely right. I mean, she goes to say that, you know, most professional athletes are adults and, you know, but the gymnasts, they're gymnastic girls, they're kids, and they don't have the power that the adults have to say no or walk away. Like, they're under full control, and they've been conditioned since a young age to pretty much take this emotional and physical abuse. And Jennifer says, like, once you've endured that much abuse and sexual abuse, like...
and you've been told that your own wants and needs are not really, like... what they are, like, she says something about, like, oh, you feel hungry, but you're told that you're fat, and this, that, and the other. It's like, you can only
really
imagine
what
level of gaslighting that is, that you're not you don't even trust yourself with your own emotions and feelings.
And you're growing up, you're going through, I mean, a lot of these girls aren't going through puberty because they're maintaining this weight, so, like, they're just, like, hormonally just, like, a disaster, and then, like, emotionally they're a disaster, physically their body is just, like, hurting, and it's just it's a lot,
and they're spending a lot of time away from their parents, they're spending time with girls their age, but they're all in competition constantly, because though they're a team, they still are competing, especially with the way the Crowleys had it, they would rank them daily.
I mean, fucking Abby Lee, whatever.
She would
do
the pyramid. Oh,
yeah, it's the same shit. And I mean, like, where do you even start? Like, how do you even process this? Like, at this age. Imagine.
And watching a little girl like Carrie Strug being able to turn off her physical pain. To put the greater good of her team before that and for deliver and win. Disc. And then fucking crawl on hands and knees. And then to be met crawling off the mat by, I don't know if Carrie ever came forward. I don't think Carrie came forward about any abuse. But there's Larry right there.
Yep.
With his hands on her,
yep.
And she's already in physical pain, and there's no telling what else was going on behind closed doors.
Oh, yeah. The next thing we get to experience, unfortunately, is we get to hear a recording of Larry talking, and it just makes my stomach turn every single time he's mentioned, because I'm just like, what the fuck now? Like,
so
what?
We protect our athletes, not just physically, but mentally. You have to protect your athletes. And if you screw up once, if you do something where you break their trust, you're done. Gymnast first. Gymnast first. Gymnast first.
The environment and the culture Bella and Marta Caroli created at the ranch was one of fear, intimidation, and silence. The only bright light at that place was Larry Nassar.
It's just a bippity-boppity-boo, I like to call it. You just go, you know, bip, 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 bop, 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 boop, boop, boop. So a little bippity-boppity-boo there.
And pop goes the weasel. So this little
bone. He was kind. He was funny. He made them laugh.
I can articulate it. Go boom, chucka, boom, chucka, boom, chuck, chuck. That's what I do when I articulate. Okay. And then when I thrust.
He snuck them snacks and gave them food. And he engendered trust in all these women. Nassar was everything the Carolis were not.
The hardest part about this is, like, the Carolis were not great people, but
no.
Larry is way worse, and the girls don't even, like...
realize that
the
he's,
way
like,
that
grooming
he's,
them.
Yeah, the way that he's treating them is...
to a T, is just, like...
just standard
pedophile,
grooming, pedophile tendencies.
And just watching, like, the videos, you feel so gross, because... so they play a video, the first video, and he's literally, like, has this girl, she's laying on her back... her leg is, like, pointed to the ceiling, and he's stretching her leg out. He has his hands placed on her upper thighs and, like, is literally staring, burning a hole with his eyes, like, into her fucking private parts. Like, he's literally just, like, staring at her genitalia. And it's, she is fully clothed, and you just feel so disgusting. He's, like, massaging, like, her inner, like, thigh, and he's just, like, talking. And
there's,
I mean,
even a little clip where he talks about, oh, we're gonna have to give her an extreme wedgie to do this.
Yeah,
and
he,
like,
literally places, like, a fucking, like, tape or some shit, like, on
between her
butt
cheeks.
Yeah, between
basically.
Her butt cheeks, like, touching her privates. Like, literally
lays
it on.
And then, yeah,
her.
After he does that on the outside, then he reaches, you see him reach his hand up into her pants, and then, like, it cuts, but...
it's just awful. Like, these videos are super fucked up once you, like, really pay attention.
And there's... over 400 videos on his fucking stupid website, whatever, athlete, doctor, gymnast, whatever.
I thought they had hundreds of videos, but they said that there were like 14 videos or something.
He at one point said that there was over 400 training instructional
videos
on his website.
Probably. He probably changed them out, but it was
and
like his own private stash.
Who's to say he even had, like, I mean, not that this is, like, a formality, but, like, did he even have media release forms from these girls' parents to be posting these
probably.
Fucking videos on
but
the
I mean,
internet?
They
probably
belong
they
to
have
USA
a,
Gymnastics.
They probably have a conditional, yeah.
Yeah, they belong to USA Gymnastics, so any, it doesn't matter. Like, if he is a respected doctor, then he can use them because he follows under
yeah.
the organization.
It's just so gross.
But, you know, the fact that he's a very animated person, so, like, you don't really think much of it whenever he's talking, but it just
yeah.
reminds me of the videos that are going around of, like, the doctors, like, giving shots to babies, and they're just like, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
He has, like, all these, like, little songs and shit, so it feels, like, very, very, like,
yeah, he's
cute.
Talking about, like, some bippity-boppity-boo shit.
Yeah, but,
online.
Like, when you really look at what he's doing and, like, look at where his hands are placed and what he's looking at, like, it's just super disturbing.
And if
and
you listen to
really
him, like, yeah, he's using, like, medical and anatomical terminology, but
yeah.
like he's just like fucking
rambling.
Yeah
he's rambling. He just has like a spiel that he basically goes off of, but like we said, like he's pretty much making all these girls uncomfortable, and like you can hear from his own mouth that like he knew how to gain the trust of these girls. Like he knew what he was able that he was able to get away with what he was doing because he was grooming them, and the fact that he made so many videos just disgusts me. Like, you know he was making those. He probably had other fucking pedophile friends that he was sharing this shit with,
well,
and was just, like, making videos for
as
them.
We learn later. But we'll get there. But anyways, we do have a little sound clip that pertains to this as well.
Thank you for visiting gymnasticsdoctor.com, where you can see over 400 educational videos on how to rehabilitate your gymnast.
To try and justify the methodology that he used, Larry Nassar produced dozens of videos of him doing these various, what he described as osteopathic procedures to little girls.
And it runs through this tunnel from the iliac crest to the pubic symphysis, and there's a ligament.
He has an excellent command of anatomical vocabulary. And it all seems legitimate.
A standard, this is like a standard tape jack. This will help for like up the muscles. So to show you, we're going to give her a little bit of a wedgie here, or a lot of bit of a wedgie, you could say. Okay, when you do this.
But if you tune that out and really watched what he did, the frequency and the ease at which he touched little children was just wildly inappropriate.
This is just completely fucked up. Like, these videos are extremely inappropriate. He's literally touching this girl's private over her clothes, and no one saw anything wrong with it because they assumed that he's a professional. And, like, yeah, he was a top USA Gymnastics, like, doctor, but and he was well-respected in the community. The girls were being sent to him for, like, physicals. He was telling them to get completely naked, and they thought it was just, like, a routine physical evaluation. And he had the freedom to literally do whatever he wants to these girls, and he disguised it as a medical treatment.
I just imagine them laying there and looking up at the pictures on the walls of all the Olympians for them. As they're getting,
as he inserts his fingers, like, inside of them.
Ungloved fingers
ungloved,
into them.
Just disgusting.
Vaginally, anally, touching their breasts. Like,
super
literally.
And for
so
me, it's just,
horrible.
Like, my mind just wanders around. It's just, like, how many girls trusted him? How many parents trusted him to take care of their girls? And, I mean,
and, like,
when you're in a time of need, you're in fucking pain. Like, so you just fucking blew your fucking knee out or some shit, and this guy is going to be giving you physical therapy for the next, like, the next year.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, he might be making the physical pain in your knee feel better.
But emotionally.
But what else is he making you feel so much worse? And, you know, the girls that we do hear from later on, they all have, for the most part, at least outwardly, dealt with this trauma.
Yeah.
And they all have, you know, gone
some
on
of them have
to
repressed it, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I just wonder how many of these girls, like, died by suicide. How
that's
many
what
of
I was
them
thinking
have
too.
Drug addicts. How many of them, like,
they were unable to be in a committed relationship with a guy because they don't understand.
How many of them literally would have been at the Olympics if this hadn't
happened to
them?
Because, you know, like, your personality is going to change. Like, a lot of people, like, shut down. They don't really know what to do.
Or, you know, say you really love gymnastics and it's your whole life, and then this happens and you can't get past it to ever enjoy the sport again.
No. Like, it just ruins everything for you. And Larry's connections ran deep. Like, he knew all these young girls and he knew that they trusted him, and they get into that as well.
The first time I went to see Larry, it was at MSU Sports Medicine Clinic in early 2000. I was barely 15 years old. I had a lot of low back pain and a lot of wrist pain, to the point that it got very difficult just to do basic daily chores.
Lay down on the table for me. On your back with your ponytail off the edge. So if I allow her not to stretch.
He asked to do myofascial release, which I knew was a legitimate physical therapy technique. And he did that with his right hand externally. He did legitimate therapy. And with his left, he sexually assaulted me under the towel.
Up over the head. So now she's like on a panel.
He would position himself in between me and my mom. But since she was so close, I presumed that she was aware of what was going on. I didn't know until months later that she had no idea. She couldn't see where his other hand was because he was intentionally blocking it. There was definitely an escalation. He started anal penetration over time. And then on one of the last appointments, he unhooked my bra and went up my shirt and did a full-on breast massage. He was clearly sexually aroused.
The fact that he was doing this right in front of the parents' faces, like, the fact that one girl said that she had to see him once a month for a fucking year.
And she thought her mom knew what was happening because her mom was literally in
feet
the room.
Feet away from
I just
her.
Couldn't imagine the guilt as a parent later on, just, like, knowing that that happened and you were right there, and this man had the gall to do this.
disgusting
in the first place, but while you were right
there,
fucking
and
there.
I can only imagine being a mom and really like having and finding that out later on that you were sitting,
you still had no
right
idea
there. You had no clue. And eventually this girl, she did go to her head coach and they basically said, we can't really do anything for you. Larry is well respected and you're the one who's saying it, so I'm just like, these poor girls are crying out for help and like you literally turn your backs on them like tenfold. You failed.
You turned your back on them and you continue to
let it happen.
Shelter. Because
you know it's not going to be the end. Dude, this is not the first girl that's come to you. So like, why not put it to a stop? If you're tired of fucking hearing about it, first of all, fuck you. Second of all, if you're tired of hearing about it, this is your own fault because you're just continuing to perpetuate the cycle and let this man touch every single one of these girls that comes in here. Every single one of the girls that he literally has come across. There's no excuse. There's no excuse whatsoever. And I mean, I just really have no words. And then the producer asked one of the victims, what they call them, survivors. So
yeah.
I'll call them that. Asked one of the survivors if Larry had ever abused her at the Olympics. And like, of course, in my head, I'm just like, if he fucking abuses you in front of your mom,
Of course. He's gonna, I mean, that would probably just get
I'm
him
sure that
even
was
more
his,
excited.
That was his Olympics.
Yeah.
He was just like, I'm just gonna do this. And I'm like, of course it happened. Of course. That's a dumb, I mean, it's not a dumb question, but like, it definitely opens up a lot of people's ears and they're just kind of like, wow, like that's super, 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 super fucked up. The fact that he is willing to take this moment away from these girls. He already took the moment. He already took it. He already took their innocence. He already broke them down before they even reached that level. And it just happens for years because he's not going anywhere. He's not.
Larry was abusive at the Olympics. When we got there, we had to train morning and night. And all that stress physically and mentally to do that every day. My back was always so bad. I mean, I had to get adjustment every day, sometimes four times a day. Oh, I thought that's what was helping me. And he would sneak us food and candy and leave stuff under our pillows. I wasn't proud to be an Olympian.
Hearing Jamie say that is absolutely heartbreaking. Imagine you just are at this point and you are a fucking Olympian. Like, you are at the Olympics your whole life. It's just like right there. It's supposed to be the proudest moment. You're at the top. You're every little girl in the country basically is envying you at this point.
Pretty
and you're
much.
So broken that you can't even
enjoy the
take
moment.
A moment to
no.
be proud.
You can't. And I mean, he did this to literally like every girl that pretty much passed through, like every girl that he had any interaction with. And we pretty much jump back to the 2016 Olympic trials. And this is basically before the Olympics. They pretty much pick, you know, they narrow it down. They have like races against like the top athletes in that specific category. And you know, all the girls are there, Maggie's there, and you know, Maggie had reported Larry in about early 2015, so it's been a year since she'd reported him and nothing's happened. Like,
she's been kind of punished for reporting in certain ways, but nothing has happened to Larry,
of course. And you know, Maggie was having an amazing year. Like, she was able to pretty much like suppress it and just kind of like put it away. And you know, she wants to be able to represent the USA in Rio, but unfortunately she suffered a knee injury while she's at the ranch, which I'm not surprised if the fucking, what are they called, the
Caroli ranch,
the Carolis fucking busted her kneecap or some shit. But
you fat cow.
Yeah, basically. And assholes. She didn't let that stop her from going to the Olympics. Like, she trained really hard, and I mean, she had to get, you know, have to look physical therapy.
Yeah.
Larry's not mentioned. I'm assuming they probably kept him away from her.
I would hope. If they didn't, that's just
even more fucked up.
Like,
but I mean, you know, even if like, if nothing, another scandal, like if the scandal didn't break out, she still decided to stay with them. You know that they would only keep him away from her for like a few months and then like bring him back. And she would just have to deal with it.
They probably would have made her move gyms even at that point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, you know, Maggie's doing her thing, and, like, she's not going to let that stop her from going to the Olympics. And Maggie's mom mentions that before the Olympics, an incident happens with Simone Biles in this Hershey commercial. And she wanted to basically Maggie to be in it, and Steve Penny, we get to hear about what he did.
Invites Maggie to be in this commercial for her. So they get down there and they started filming in Simone's house. And then all of a sudden, the film crew for Hershey's gets a phone call from Steve Penny saying that Maggie is not going to be in that commercial. And he was screaming and yelling, "I'm supposed to be in charge of this. I'm in charge."
And you still haven't heard anything from the FBI?
Not one thing. I was told that they knew. I was told that the police were all over it. But as Steve Penny told us, we could not talk about it.
We really weren't going to go public or say anything because we were told that there's an FBI investigation and we could possibly jeopardize it. And also, you know, we didn't want to upset, you know, Steve Penny and Marta Caroli. They knew that Maggie reported Larry Nassar. We had to do exactly what they wanted us to do. You know, they were the ones that actually picked our Olympic team. They had us under the gun. They had the Olympics hanging over our heads.
Like, I'm not surprised that he shut that shit down. Like, he literally is trying to punish her, and it's very blatant now.
Yeah, they're like trying to do everything possible to... It's like they're doing damage control.
But they're doing it. They're doing overkill because the family doesn't even know that anything is wrong at this moment.
No, I think they just don't want, if the scandal breaks, that they don't want people looking back at this commercial. You know what I mean? I think they want to keep Maggie as under wraps as possible.
Pretty much. They want her in the background. And I honestly, like, it's just like, you know, like, she wanted to just be in a fucking commercial for her friend. And, like, you're calling, screaming, raging, and making a big scene about shit because she wants to be in a fucking commercial. Like, you think she's going to get on the camera and they're going to record it and then they're going to be like, she's going to be like, fuck Steve Penny, Larry fucking Nassar fucking mislusted all of us. And like, we need to shut this shit down. And then it's just going to become the commercial. Like, no. Like, she literally is living her life and just doing her thing.
If anything, you having more of your athletes represented on screen is better for capitalizing on the USAG.
Yeah. Which is basically what Steve Penny wants.
Yeah.
And it's just so fucking stupid.
That's what definitely makes it obvious that it's completely retaliatory.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and, like, yeah, it's too late. And now it's, like, too late for the family to really, like, I think at this point, like, they think, okay, well, this is just kind of weird. Like, he's acting really strange. But, you know, they don't really think too much of it. They're just kind of like, I don't understand what we're being punished for, but we're going to follow your advice. Like, whatever Steve Penny says, like, he literally controls their life, their daughter's life. And they just listen to USA Gymnastics the whole time, and more shit happens.
And so you watch her do her best, and you watch her compete, and she did well. But for us, you know, as parents, every meet that we had gone to up until this point, we had our seats marked. You know, we had camera crews following us. You know, even at the America's Cup, a couple weeks prior, we had a camera crew following us throughout the whole arena. But we showed up at Olympic trials and our seats aren't marked. We don't have mics. There's no camera crew following us. And so something was definitely off.
Like, they were actively trying to bury Maggie's family and her story, and they were ostracized. And for me, like, I really honestly feel that USA Gymnastics was not having them on camera and just trying to make them seem as disgruntled as possible, like, trying to rile them up to make them make a scene so that they can be like, see, this is why Maggie didn't get picked in the top, you know, the top five. Like, this is why she didn't make it to the Olympics.
She had been number two in the world. In
literally,
the world,
and I'm just
right,
like, there's no,
happened.
There's no excuse, like, there's no reasoning. I mean, she performed great. She did a damn good job,
even with the knee considered.
Oh yeah, like, she literally placed in the top six, and they took five. They didn't even give her a fucking alternate spot. They gave two other girls alternate spots that were lower below her. They took the top five. She was number six. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse
and
why she was
like
not a
one or two
alternate.
Of those girls looked so super
young, super fucking young. Like, And it's just kind of like...
Like, they were clearly going to be around for a few years to go to the Olympics.
And I'm just like, you know, Maggie, she was a big girl. She put her big girl panties on. She congratulated every single one of those girls. Because they're her friends. Like, they don't have any say in this.
And
they're not
stupid. No. I think at this point, she realizes that she is being punished for speaking out.
And after that, she pretty much gives up on her Olympic dreams. Like, she was devastated. She worked her whole life. And she was robbed by Steve Penny and USA Gymnastics and fucking Marta and fucking Larry Nassar. Like, it's all because she literally made a claim a fucking year ago, and you guys didn't even do shit about it. Her family didn't even make a fuss about it at this point until y'all started acting fucking suspicious. Fucking, oh shit, I gotta fucking hide this. Oh, I gotta hide this. Oh, I gotta do this. Yeah. I gotta do that. Like, no. Like, you guys
literally
were drawing attention.
Not only were you guys in the wrong, then you started becoming retaliatory.
Of course, for no reason. They weren't even doing anything to, like, become combative or, like, to investigate on their own. They were trusting you guys. They were following everything you said. And it's just... all the way. It's just fucked up. And I feel really bad for Maggie because, like, she was robbed. And after Maggie was robbed, this is pretty much when Rachel, one of the survivors, is pretty much, like, getting the ball rolling. Because
she's really the first person that's willing to put her face out there and publicly talk about her abuse.
Oh, yeah. And she's also, like, trained to be a lawyer and all the other stuff. So, like, and I think she actually is a lawyer at this point. But, well, at this point she is. But I think at that, when the ball was rolling, like, she was still, like, in the process of becoming a lawyer. And she pretty much reaches out to the police on August 25th, 2016. This is about 5 days after the Rio Olympics has ended.
I had asked her, what's the doctor's name? And she said, Larry Nassar. I had heard of him from a 2014 investigation where another survivor had reported that he had sexually assaulted her during medical treatment. But the case was presented to the prosecutor's office and they declined to charge it at that time. What I found out when I came forward was that multiple women and young girls had spoken up years before I walked in his door, as early as 1997. All of the women were assured it was common medical procedure, that it was not sexual abuse, and they were sent back to him for continued abuse.
This is so heavy, and she's just one of so many girls.
So for decades, like, he worked there for 29 years. Like, she literally isn't even number one on the list of giving, like, a report. Like, she's probably close to number 100 or something.
Yeah.
At this point, like, that's how deep this shit goes. And I just hate Larry so much. Like, the investigator brings him in to question him after Rachel pretty much makes, you know, this phone call. And the investigator is asking him questions, and she's like, he's becoming more and more uncomfortable and more sweaty, like, the longer our fucking interview.
And she's, like, kind of the first one to bring up the name Larry to the Indy Star reporters.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were looking into all of
the other
allegations
and
coaches. History and everything, because there was 54 different coaches being reported across this nation.
Yep.
And she's the one who's like, y'all need to look. If you're looking at gymnastics, you need to
look
at
Larry. He's for sure, like, a big, big, big part of the problem. And, you know, of course, like, he becomes more uncomfortable. He would even, like, blame the girls and use his medical jargon or whatever to explain himself away. Like, you need to use medical jargon to explain why you inserted your finger into a little girl's anus to correct her spine. Really?
Mm-mm.
Really? Like, are
now,
you fucking kidding me?
I don't know if that is that would maybe be the only, and it still isn't, like, a justification, because they said something about that being something that could happen if there was a glove involved, like, just the specific for toxics or whatever.
Yeah, he was literally sticking his raw,
ungloved
hand inside of these girls. I don't even understand why he would even need to be inserting himself inside of any of these girls. And especially, I don't understand, like, would the parents would need to know about this before the procedure was done. And there needs to be a breakdown.
And
there
needs
to be
another medical person present
in the room.
Anything,
and it should probably
be
a female.
100%.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. And she's just like, I don't believe anything that he's saying. He even tries to explain why he had erections, like, during the fucking procedures.
And she's like, because you were aroused.
Yeah, and he sounds like a fucking idiot. He's like, I don't know, it
just
happens, you know,
and
just, like,
stuttering
material and friction and what, like, no, it doesn't happen that way. And meanwhile, the reporters at at the Indy Star, they're pretty much collecting mountains of evidence against Larry, and they spill the tea for us.
It was
So we started looking into the Nassar case. We talked to Nassar's lawyer. First thing he said was, you know, this is a very important man and you're potentially going to ruin his reputation here. And so we were very aware of that ourselves. Rachel Den Hollander was just a completely credible source. And John Manley and Jamie Dancher were preparing a lawsuit at that time. That gave us more confidence.
We backgrounding, we couldn't find any lawsuits, we couldn't find any malpractice allegations. One of my jobs was to find out if there was an acceptable procedure where you would use an intravaginal penetration to treat a young athlete, and quickly found out that there was not. My job was to contact Nassar for an interview at the attorney's office. He was a volunteer, is that his status with USA Gymnastics?
Dr. Nassar was a volunteer for 29 years with USA Gymnastics. He wasn't paid a salary.
Nail after fucking nail is going in this man's coffin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is just stacking up at this point.
Oh, yeah. And, like, the reporters, they go on to contact Larry's attorney because they want to talk with, of course, they want to talk with them both.
Yeah.
And the attorney's just, like, answering the questions for him. And he's just, like, that's when we find out that he worked for USA Gymnastics for 29 years. He retired in 2015. Not because, his lawyer literally says, quote, unquote, not because of the allegations. And I'm just like.
Just a coincidence, huh?
Yeah. And he's, like, he had no prior allegations against him, so
that's
I don't know where these are coming from. And I'm like, they're such full of shit. By the end of the interview, Larry was literally begging the reporter to not run the story because it would ruin his quote-unquote reputation. And the reporter felt bad for just a second, but he was just like, I must remember all the survivors, all those women that came forward that were little girls that were not having their voice heard. I have to remember that their story is more important than his fucking crocodile.
A life is more valuable than a penis.
Point blank, period. If you haven't listened to Lorena, go listen to it. But yeah, like, literally, what's done in the darkness will always come to light. And, like, Larry's downfall starts right the fuck now, and it's glorious.
Former team doctor for USA Gymnastics for 20 years is facing dozens of accusations of sexual abuse, including one from a former Olympian.
A team of reporters from the Indianapolis Star published accounts from gymnasts who accused Nassar of sexually abusing them during supposed medical procedures.
In that interview with Nassar's lawyer, he said that he had never performed an intravaginal procedure, which was really his downfall, because at that point, every woman who he'd done this to, and there were hundreds.
This is just absolutely
ridiculous. Asinine, crazy, insane.
Evil. He has people on his side.
People on his side. And the comments that these pieces of shit have
those
made.
Those YouTube comments that we see.
Fucking awful. Like, the fact that these people are fucking blaming a child for being molested, what the fuck is wrong with you? Blame the grown-ass man that has sexually assaulted multiple girls. It could have been your daughter. It could have been your fucking cousin. And like motherfucking AOC said, you do not need to be, they do not need to be someone's daughter, someone's wife, someone's cousin, someone's sister, someone's aunt for you to care about the fact,
no.
Like, to care about
and
them. I'm a fucking human being.
That and having a daughter doesn't make you a decent man. Having a
no.
wife doesn't make you a decent man.
No.
Volunteering your time to touch children definitely doesn't
does not
make
you
a
decent
man.
Like, I honestly don't understand, like, that he ran for the fucking school board. Like, he ran and he got 22% of the votes, which was like 22,000 votes.
Come to find out, my kindergarten principal actually is convicted of molesting children, and he was like a youth pastor.
Oh,
he was like a volunteer coach. I was friends with his stepson, who also was a victim of his, and I had no idea this was going on. And yeah, that man is doing life, and I hope he rots in there.
So
because people
disgusting.
Like this are well liked within the community. They go above and beyond
because
to be liked.
They're grooming everybody.
To, yeah.
It's not just the kids,
it's
everybody. It's
a fucking facade. If
yes.
somebody seems too good to be true,
sometimes
I hate
you gotta
to break
do a little
it to
investigating.
You. Yeah.
I mean, definitely worth a little investigating at least.
Yeah.
I'm, like, just disgusted that he has supporters. Like, they're all evil. Everyone is evil. Like, fuck them all. Maggie's mom, she reaches out to John Manley, who's basically working with the survivors, and he was prepped and ready to take this man down and USA Gymnastics down, and he's a lawyer that basically will kind of help with the investigation.
Within a week of the Indy Star story being published, Gina Nichols emailed me. Didn't know who she was. I didn't know who Maggie was, but she told me the story and told me that her daughter had reported in June of 2015. And then I knew exactly who I was dealing with. I was dealing with an organization that didn't give a rat's ass about children, that cared only about itself, and that was covering up rape. So when Jamie, Rachel, and Jessica reported Nassar's abuse to the Indy Star in 2016, that was the first time it was reported to the public. This wasn't the first time USAG heard about Nassar's abuse. They knew in June of 2015 when Maggie Nichols tells her coach that Larry Nassar's touching me funny, who then should have reported to the police, but she didn't. She reports it to Ron DeFane, who should have reported to the police, but she didn't, who then reports it to Steve Penny, who should have reported to the police, but he didn't. And their lawyers had them hire somebody who investigates sexual harassment cases at workplaces. And she interviewed Maggie Nichols. And then she interviewed Olympians Allie Raisman and Michaela Maroney. Allie Raisman reported that Dr. Nassar sexually abused Michaela in their residence at the Olympic Village in London in 2012. It was 5 weeks between the time Maggie reported to USAG and when Mr. Penny finally told the FBI. That's a direct violation of Indiana and Texas law. But then, for some reason, the FBI took no action. Nothing happened in October, in November, in December, in January, February, March, April, May. All this time Nassar is working in Michigan State. He's molesting girls. That entire time.
If you're still listening and you feel like your head is going to explode, welcome to...
Yeah, welcome to how we feel.
Yeah.
Like, every step of the way these girls were failed, like, there was so much evidence that sat, and it went from hand to hand to hand until someone... And I'm like, no one made enough noise. Like, no one made enough noise. Like, these girls literally were just like, something's happening to me.
And
they're, oh, yeah, they're just like, well, it's your fault. And you're the only person that's fucking saying the shit. Do you want to have an Olympic dream? Oh, you do? Okay, then I suggest you shut up and go stand in that corner over there. And, like, the fact that these, like, reporters were able to do so much digging and they obtained the fucking emails from USA Gymnastics with fucking their officials talking to Larry and helping him cover up allegations. And parents were pretty much coming forward with their girls and just being like, what the fuck is happening? And they would send him away and then bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no punishment done. They literally were just like, I mean, you just have to stay away from this girl for, like, a few weeks, and then we'll bring you back, and we'll just say that you're sick. That's a fucking cover-up.
Literally covered it up by saying he was sick in an email.
I just can't even deal.
Let's just say I'm sick. That's easier for them to understand.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me? I hope you get sick. You are sick.
Sick, you are, yeah. And then on top of that, like, a list of fucking students, like, from Michigan State come forward.
It's like, okay, so there's the people involved in USAG, and then there's the students, and then there's the people that he was treating in his fucking house.
His basement of doom. Just think about that. His basement of doom. Like, he literally... he was abusing so many people, and, like, this is what prompted a search warrant of his house. Now, they did a search warrant, they didn't find anything, but they were just like, that trash looks pretty full. They go through his trash. They find hard drives containing 70,000 pictures of child pornography.
I wonder how many of those were videos that he took of the
pictures.
Girls. Yeah. I'm sure most of it was probably his little instructional videos, but him actually doing stuff with the phone going.
Absolutely ridiculous. And, like, there you have it, folks. Like, these girls have been screaming from the fucking hilltops for decades, and it
since
just
1997.
Oh yeah, and
it took
a five minute search of his fucking, a 5 minute search of his garbage, sitting on the curb right in front of his fucking house, 70,000 pictures.
I'm
hard drives,
nervous.
People, not flash drives. Hard drives.
And he just thought he could dump them in his own trash can sitting on his curb and it would go away.
Fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. But I'm happy that he's an idiot.
We see him at his day in court.
Oh, yeah. And they give him a plea deal. He takes the plea deal.
Guillotine.
What ended up happening is he made a plea deal where he agreed to plead guilty to the possession of the child pornography, to willfully destroying evidence, and a couple other charges in exchange for the dismissal of traveling with intent to commit a sexual assault overseas, which is a violation of federal law.
And after all this, the lawyers want to ensure that the women who aren't being interviewed are at least going to have a moment to face their abuser, look him in his shitty little fucking beady eyes, and give an impact statement express to him that you cannot deny that this happened to me, and I'm the one who's in control now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They wrote that into all the plea deals. I guess they had multiple ones for him, but every plea deal included that if he took the plea deal, he had to listen to the impact statements. Whether the girls decided to talk or if they didn't want to, like, he was going to sit there and listen to all of them. And best believe, those girls filled up that courtroom.
Yeah, and we hear from some of them, and we also hear a statement from Maggie's mom. We're going to go ahead and just play these two clips back to back. It'll be a little bit long, but it's very important to hear what they have to say in their own words. You know, we can summarize a lot, but we can't speak for these women, so we'll let them speak now.
Maggie did not want to be here today. She is a full-time student, and she's training as a full-time athlete still for the University of Oklahoma, so it's too painful. So I'm going to read the statement that she put out to the public. USA Gymnastics and the United States Olympic Committee did not provide a safe environment for me and my teammates and friends to train. We were subjected to Dr. Larry Nassar at every national team training camp, which occurred monthly at the Crowley Ranch. Up until now, I was identified as Athlete A by USA Gymnastics, the United States Olympic Committee, and Michigan State University. And I want everyone to know that he did not do this to Athlete A, he did it to Maggie Nichols.
There are two major purposes in our criminal justice system, Your Honor: the pursuit of justice and the protection of the innocent. Neither of these purposes can be met if anything less than the maximum available sentence under the plea agreement is imposed upon Larry for his crimes. So I ask, how much priority should be placed on communicating that the fullest weight of the law will be used to protect another innocent child from the soul-shattering devastation that sexual assault brings? I submit to you that these children are worth everything, worth every protection the law can offer, worth the maximum sentence.
It's just, this is the point of the documentary where I was like, little sniffly, brought to tears. Just like, it's very powerful, it's very awe-inspiring, and as much as you're like, hell yeah, justice is finally served, you're still like faced with the fact that this was such a devastating
thing. It's a room full of women that have been sexually assaulted by one guy, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
So,
like,
that's the impact of one man.
Yeah, like one, and I mean, you can imagine how many coaches, like, how many girls go through their gyms every single year. And I mean, it is a beautiful moment to basically see all these women standing up together against Larry and just pretty much letting him know that he will never do this ever again to another girl. And they're literally doing a standing ovation, like, for each other, right, like, in front of him, like, while he's in the courtroom. I bet he felt so fucking small. And
yeah, I bet
he
still didn't feel half as bad as those girls when he was molested.
No, of course not. But I'm sure he'll definitely get the royal treatment whenever he went to jail or prison or whatever.
It's prison. I hope not.
He's probably still alive.
I'm sure. He did receive 2 60-year sentences.
Oh, yeah.
He's never getting out.
No, he's not. And then at the end, Mr. Manley, he's one of the lawyers that was helping all of the survivors. He says some real ass shit.
I titled this clip, Manley is the Man, because he just lays it all out.
He pretty much just, like, sets everything on the table and just, like, really speaks about what the true
impact was.
Yeah, the true impact and what this case was really about. Like, fuck all the other media shit and everyone making accusations and people being like, oh, it's fake and oh this and oh that. Like, he says it all.
Now, what people don't realize is that for almost every one of these girls, this is their first sexual experience. And when you take the ability to love and express love from somebody and take it away or damage it, it profoundly affects their psyche. And at the end of the day, that's really what he did. He stole that part of them, and they're all struggling to get it back. And most of them should never have met Larry Nassar had people in charge of him just done the right thing. And the piece that's missing is the accountability for those who knew better and the adults who were supposed to protect these athletes and these women and these girls. And we don't have that yet.
Yes. Manly is definitely wrapping this up in a bow and contextualizing it and just making it clear that, like, he is no longer going to be allowed to do this.
No, he's no longer going to be allowed to do this. And the fact that USA Gymnastics let this go on for so long and law enforcement was involved and they let this go on for so long, like, it just really, really fucks everybody up. And I mean, I can only imagine how these girls felt that, like, it was just the world against them.
Yeah. I mean, literally the FBI was being investigated after this.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
because of their lack of handling it.
Everyone should be investigated. And then we get to the moment that we've all been waiting for when the U.S. Senate confronts the USA Gymnastics. I mean, it's pretty much the elephant in the room. Like, you can't really run the government and then send, like, people, like, to represent the U.S.
They're basically ambassadors at that point.
Yeah, and they're just like, these are protected, like, United States athletes, and you guys were doing this shit? Wow! And, like, they pretty much just confront them and just start asking a bunch of questions.
We began this process in January following the disgusting revelations that former USA Gymnastic team doctor Larry Nassar sexually abused hundreds of athletes over the span of 2 decades, even well after numerous survivors alerted authorities about his actions. As we now know, many of our American Olympians who stood tall in representing our nation in the international stage were suffering behind the scenes.
Of course, Pussy Penny over here is just pleading the fifth, and
yeah. They pull him up. Yeah, they're just like asking him, so did you know that, you know, were you made aware that Larry was molesting these girls? Were you made aware that so-and-so made this claim?
Were you also aware that you guys, this policy did not supersede fucking Texas or
Illinois and Minnesota, something like that.
One of those states. I'm pretty sure all the states have a similar law to where your bullshit policy of...
I mean, shit, the United States has a similar law of that you should not be fucking molesting or raping young girls. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't... Like, you cannot fucking internal
you can't brush this under the rug and...
No.
Yeah.
It's just all dumb, and he pleads the fifth on every single one of the
and they basically
claims.
Excuse him. They're
yeah,
like, okay,
they're
if you're
like,
just gonna sit here and plead the fifth, we don't even give a fuck. Like,
no.
And the one of the senators is like, you have a responsibility, and he just is like, well, I would like to answer your question. He like literally just has like one piece of paper in front of him that's the same.
It probably
statement.
Just says, just say I. Plead
My
the
lawyer
fifth.
Said plead the fifth, basically.
I mean, okay, yeah, you have the right, but I was like, at this point, it should be illegal for
he should be
to plead
held
the
in
fifth.
Contempt of court for not getting.
It should be
some
a year
kind of
for every
answer.
Time. Every it should be 5 years for every time you plead the fifth.
Basically. I mean, other than the first time, maybe, but, you know.
No. 5 years every single time you plead the fifth.
If you're involved in it.
Especially some fucked up shit that we know you're for sure. Can you stop dangling with your neck? What
I'm
is wrong?
I'm sorry. I have an itch.
Then scratch it.
I'm trying. Now you're making it weird, man.
You're just, like, weirdly rubbing it.
Because it's fucking itchy. Anyways.
Then scratch it. Vigorously scratch it.
Ah, no. My whole face is itchy.
Firmly grasp it.
Anyways.
So, yeah, the U.S. Senate, they pretty much are fucking done with him. That's just the tip of the iceberg of them pretty much getting into his ass and all of their asses. And at a certain point, we pretty much get to catch up with Mr. Penny and see what he's up to. And he's hiding out in a fucking cabin, in his cabin of shame, probably trying to burn all the files that he, you know, that he had and all the emails and all that other shit. And they arrest him. They take him to prison.
Mm-hmm.
They were just like, you thought that you can just plead the fifth. Well, we're going to plead the fifth badass and back into fucking prison with Larry. Have fun.
You're going to be pleading for your life.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's just... what's her name? Marta? Yeah, she doesn't get anything. I mean, they're pretty much still in the midst of this investigation. It's very fresh. All this stuff pretty
what was her
much
name?
Came
Rhonda
out.
Fain was kind of... Fain was one of the... Was she a coach? I don't know.
She was
the vice president of
the
USAG. And she was supposed to report things too. And I'm... You know what? I have very little faith in men. I have very little faith in people in general. But how can you, as a woman, not
and probably
help
a mother
these
too.
Girls? Yeah. And if you, like, I feel like maybe she was involved in the sport because she had previous history in the sport.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
And I'm
like,
how many coaches experience this? Because, I mean, a lot of gymnasts, a lot of Olympic gymnasts, they become coaches after a while. And, I mean, could you imagine being molested by Larry and then a girl that you had mentored comes up to you years later after your sexual abuse and it's just like, Larry's touching me too.
Yeah. I don't even want to think about that level of, like, guilt and just...
Yeah. And I'm just like, media, police, who, like...
Decent people.
Somebody, like, even just a protest in front of the fucking gym, like, will definitely... Even a protest at the Olympics. Like, these girls were abused at the Olympics. Like, at that point, I'm going to show my whole ass. I will literally be on that podium getting my gold and just screaming, Larry! Nassar is a child molester. He is a pedophile.
Yeah.
He has touched every single one of us, and no one has done shit about it.
No.
And I really like the fact that these girls all got to make their impact statement, and they got to take their voice back, and they got to really show that, like, you cannot suppress us. You cannot hold us back. You cannot hold us down. And like Manly says, like, these girls... For most of them, this was their first sexual experience.
Yeah.
So you can even imagine what has happened to these girls with their relationships, going from the age of younger than 10, younger than 8 years old, being molested by this guy, to the age of 16 or whatever by the time you get out of USA Gymnastics or you quit your dream or whatever, and then just being able to have, like, those first moments where you go to college or you know, you find your first boyfriend or whatever, or you're not comfortable being around men. You're not comfortable doing a lot of the things that you enjoy. Going to the doctor is hell for you because you don't know if you're going to be molested. Like, all these things, it just impacts every aspect of their lives. Every aspect. And never, a lot of these girls didn't even have a fighting chance.
No. I wonder how many of these girls still haven't dealt with, like, you know, 500 came forward, but, like, how many more are out
there's
there?
There's a lot more, but, I mean, at this point, like, the 500 number is just a representation. It's just, like, we just have to kind of lump
that's
them together.
That's basically one man.
Too. Yeah. And, I mean, their investigation is still going on to this day. They're still on these probably postponed.
Yeah, I actually looked at the website, athleteafilm.com, and there hasn't been any, like, major new developments, but it was just interesting to look at the timeline and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a really good website. So if you're interested in learning more about this case, definitely check out the website, athleteafilm.com.
Oh, yeah.
We are... probably going to end up, we recorded this as one episode, but it'll probably end up being two episodes, so I'll go ahead and say this here. Go ahead and follow us on social media at High Time for True Crime. You can shoot us an email at hightimefortruecrime@gmail.com. We're going to still be working on 90 Day Fiancé, and up next we're going to cover
How to Fix a Drug Scandal,
which is also fucking crazy.
Yay,
and a miscarriage
drugs.
Of the justice system.
Yeah,
not surprising.
There's always a miscarriage in the justice system. I mean, this is every single case in every single documentary.
But anyways, bye.